Down. The Wobcast is back. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, down at Sports Authority Studios at Winter Park with producer Mike Hiris. This week's Wobcast features Joe Webb. He is the guest today. A cool interview sure to be coming up because Joe is a cool customer. But first, I got to tell you about the Combine because that begins this week. I'm going down there with Vikings.com videographer Jordan Struck. We're going to bring you coverage from Wednesday to Monday, and we'll continue coverage on Tuesday when we get back until the Combine concludes. While we're down there, we'll have press conferences with Leslie Frazier and Rick Spielman, one-on-one interviews with both Leslie and Rick as well. We'll catch up with some players, maybe a Matt Khalil or a Justin Blackman or an Andrew Luck. They'll be around there. We'll try and find some NFL personalities, a Peter King or someone like that, Chris Mortensen from ESPN, to bring you some of the latest NFL news and rumors. It should be a lot of fun, so be sure to stay tuned to Vikings.com all week because we'll have continuous coverage from the Combine in Indianapolis that begins tomorrow. Also, I'll be co-hosting Radio Voice of the Minnesota Vikings, PA. He has a radio show on KFAN from 9 to noon. I'll be co-hosting it with him. We'll be talking free agency, draft, and Vikings for 2 days from the Combine. It should be a lot of fun. And speaking of the Combine, our guest on today's Wobcast is a guy who is disrespected by the dang Combine, wasn't even invited, and here he is 3 years later. He's in the NFL, Joe Webb. Joe, thanks for joining us, man.
Thanks for having me. Yeah.
No Combine. Was the Combine even a thing for you? Like, did you even feel disrespected? Did you know what the Combine was, or was it something you were looking forward to and disappointed you weren't invited?
Yeah, it was quite a disappointment. You know, I wanted to go there and compete with the other guys from across the country. So when I found out I wasn't going, you know, it was a little disappointment, but I still had to be ready for my pro day.
Yeah, so then what's the process like? Here you are, a standout college football player who thinks you can play in the NFL, but you don't get invited to the Combine. So how do you get in front of, if you're a player like that, how do you get in front of teams?
You know, just constantly working. You know, you got to always, you know, figure out how can I slide through the cracks, you know, just so the coaches can notice me. So I got a chance of that at the Senior Bowl. You know, I played in the Senior Bowl, played the wide out. And, you know, a couple of coaches saw me at that position. But, you know, when I came into minicamp, you know, it was a whole different game.
Yeah, so you go from the Senior Bowl where they played you mostly at wideout, you said?
Yeah.
Because you had played both in college.
Mm-hmm.
Were you bummed out they put you at wideout, or what did you want to do at that point?
At that point, I was just whatever they asked me to do, you know, I'm just trying to do whatever to get my foot in the door.
So you go to the Senior Bowl, you play a little bit of wideout, teams take a look at you, and then after the Senior Bowl, there's a huge gap between that and then the draft. Mm-hmm. So in those couple months, you worked out with someone, I would imagine, privately or with your old teammates.
Mm-hmm.
You had a pro day. What was that like? Tell me a couple of things that you guys did.
What I did, you know, I was still training at CES in Atlanta, Georgia. Pretty much end of February, winded down to pro day. I left there, so I went back to Birmingham, worked out with the fellas that was gonna work in the pro day with me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, by the time the pro day came, you know, it was all fair games. You know, I had to show the scouts that, hey, I can play in this league.
One of the most popular videos we've ever put on Vikings.com. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
The one that jumped over the seven badge. Yeah.
Where was that? Was that at your pro day? Was that training?
That was at training, doing training at CES. You know, it started out with I was down on the other end catching the ball from the quarterbacks. And on the one end, there was the linemen and the offensive line and defensive line. They were jumping over bads. So it was like one or two bads stacked up. So they was jumping. I was just looking down, laughing at them, and all of a sudden it got competitive. So they stacked up four or five bads and
kept going.
And everyone saw me jump because, you know, you first come into training, you test out, you know, you run your tests of your 40s and jumping a bit and everything. Yeah. So they just challenged me that, hey, you can't do it, Joe. You know, it went to five bads, six bads, seven bads. It could have went more, but, you know.
What is your vertical leap, do you know?
At pro day, it was 42 and a half.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Do you remember, I would imagine you were a basketball player, too, when you were growing up, right?
Yeah, I had some skills, you know. But I go back, you know, I go back home and play with the guys.
Yeah.
You know, play with my old buddies from high school. And, you know, it's a lot of fun.
It's a good cross-training workout, right?
Yeah.
Use some of the same muscles. When was the first time you ever dunked a basketball?
First time. I would say... Well, this is the thing. I used to be short. I say about I was very short. So I caught my growth spurt at about 10th grade.
Okay.
So I would say between 9th, 10th grade, around about that time, my first time dunking.
Did you ever dunk in a game?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, it just doesn't happen a lot. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't have much experience with that. Okay.
That was the highlight. That was everyone in the stands right. waiting on.
When did you know, we're talking about basketball, but you're a football player. When did you know that you'd be able or have the opportunity to play pro football?
Well, in high school, I played all three sports, football, basketball, baseball. Yeah. So I was just mingling around with the sports, trying to figure out which sports should I take to go to the next level, to college. So, you know, the more I played football, the more I got comfortable with it, and I started to figure out my talents in football. So I just pursued football. And, you know, in college, you know, everyone who entered college said, I'm gonna do this so I can make it to the NFL, you know, yeah, things like yeah. that. But, you know, my goal was just continue to work hard. And the more I played and the more years and experience I got, I said, hey, I probably could take this thing to the next level.
When you're growing up, though, and watching playing basketball, I mean, you're decked out in Jordan gear right now, Jordan shoes yeah. and Jordan jacket. So Michael Jordan was your favorite basketball player?
Yeah, probably. Favorite player. You know, I always watch Michael Jordan, you know. Yeah. Make sure I hurry up and do my homework so I can cut on the TV yeah. and watch Jordan.
Okay. But football, you were telling us earlier, you were a Steelers fan growing up.
Yeah, I was a big Pittsburgh Steelers fan. You know, back in the day when Bam Moores was the running yeah. back, Jerome Bettis, yeah. Cordell Stewart, he was one of my best, you know, favorite players. Because he did both quarterback and receiver.
Yeah, that's right.
So.
He's a slash man too, right?
Yeah.
So you're here in Minnesota in the offseason. What's going on with that? I mean, we're glad you're here because you're on the Wobcast now, and it's cool to see around. But some guys bolt town. You're still here.
Yeah. The weather haven't scared me away yet. Yeah. You know, it haven't been snowing. So I just decided to stick around. You know, I've been in Alabama, Birmingham all my life. So, you know, I know what's down now, so yeah. I just try to stick around Minnesota, figure it out, and you know, I take trips from here and there. Like I'm probably going on a cruise in a couple of weeks.
All right, where are you going?
Jamaica, Caribbean, nice. And Mexico. I don't know some other places.
That's nice. I'm going to Indianapolis tomorrow.
Have fun.
Not gonna be as warm there. Dang. One of the things you're doing this offseason is you're watching a baby, right?
Oh, yeah, little baby Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah, watching him grow up every day.
Pretty fun?
Yeah, it's fun. You know, he get fussy at times, but it's fun.
Yeah. Vikings quarterback Joe Webb is the guest on today's Wobcast. Last offseason, Joe, the season ends, and we didn't see you till training camp because of lockout.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a weird deal, especially for you because it was your first offseason as a pro.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're going to be back here, and you're going to have mini camps and OTAs and the offseason program. It's going to be a little bit of an adjustment, but probably a good thing for the team, right?
Yeah, it's going to be great for the team. You know, I think that's one thing that all teams missed last year was their offseason training. That's when you can get that chemistry and get the bond with your teammates and get to know your teammates and get to know your coaches also.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be a big step for us this year, and I think it's going to benefit.
Good news that coaching staff's going to remain basically intact. You're going to have another season with offensive coordinator Bill Musgrave. It was his first season with us last year, mm-hmm. but you're coming off a lockout. So it was kind of weird. You didn't get to learn the offense as you normally would. And then the 2010 season was so tumultuous for a lot of different reasons. You had a couple of really good games, kind of put yourself on the map. But this is just kind of a smoother time right now. The coaching staff coming back, you're going to have a normal off season. I think we're going to have a pretty young team. Mm. It's going to be a good opportunity for the Vikings to improve. Don't you see this team taking a big step in 2012?
Yeah, I do. You know, like I said, the coaching staff coming back, so we have the system. We know the system.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, put another year on our belt where we get to fully understand it, you know, take time this offseason to watch film, study tape, you know, get together on the field with the guys, get our timing down with the routes and the throwing. So I think it's going to be great.
What do you think it's going to be? Do you think they're going to have you play quarterback the whole time? Do you think they're going to mix you in? Have they told you? Is it a secret plan? Do you know what should we expect?
I'm not sure right now. You know, I just prepare myself for whatever they have at task for me. So, whether that's quarterback, receiver, you know, anything, just to get on the field and help the team.
That's a good diplomatic answer. It's very safe. Very safe. Okay, so let's, you know, you've been on this team for a few years now, so your opinion counts.
All right.
Let's take, free agency, free agent class, really deep at receiver. A lot of good corners out there. The draft's coming up. I imagine you pay attention to college football.
Yeah.
What kind of players would be good for the Vikings to add? What do you think they're looking for in the draft or free agency? What would help improve this team?
I'm not sure what they're looking for because, you know, that's behind closed doors. Yeah. And they talk behind closed doors. But, you know, any help we could get, you know, any help, it'll help us out a lot, you know, whether it be on the defensive side, offensive side, you know, special team, you know, all areas, it counts towards the game. So whoever they pick, I'm sure they're going to have, you know, high confidence within whoever they pick. Yeah. And, you know, they come in and put in work.
Okay, cool. What's Joe Webb like to do in off-season, free time, spare time? If you got a day to yourself, what are you going to do?
If I have a free day to myself, you know, either watch a movie or play the video games. Yeah. You know, I'm a big video game player. You know, I've been playing since I've been a little boy. So I have fun beating guys online.
Okay, good. That's good. You're a big basketball fan. You've been to the Target Center to see the Wolves play at all?
Yeah, I saw them play when they when Miami Heat came into town.
Okay, good one.
Yeah, so, I mean, that was a tough loss, but the Wolves, they doing a good job this year.
Yeah, and then you said the winter weather hasn't scared you away from Minnesota. Joe Webb is our guest on the Wobcast, by the way, and you went to Arctic Blast.
Yeah, Arctic Blast. It was cool. Yeah, I went last year.
Yep.
So it was fun time. So it was brought back a lot of memories from last year, and you know, the people out there, you know, very people caring.
It's cool.
Know. Yeah, it's very cool,
isn't it? I mean, come off a 3-13 season. You know, people got right to be a little bit upset or not very confident, but you go to Arctic Blast and every place you go to is packed.
Yeah, it's packed. You know, we got a lot of loyal fans out
good
there.
Good fans.
I appreciate the support.
Toby Gerhart went up there with you. Who are a couple other guys?
Toby and Jamarco Stafford.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. You guys had a good time up there.
Yeah.
Did you ride snowmobile?
No. Okay. They won't let us get on the snowmobile.
Yeah. Coach is probably happy about that. A guy who made a pretty big impact on the Vikings last year, especially unfortunately when Adrian got hurt, was Toby.
Mm-hmm.
Fans don't know a lot about him. He's kind of a soft-spoken guy. What's Toby Gerhart like, and do you think he has a good role in this team next season?
Yeah, Toby has a great role. Toby is a great guy, great laid-back guy, you know, cool to talk to, easy to talk to. He's my roommate, you know, when we go on road games or here at the games at home. You know, we have a pretty close bond together. Yeah.
How about your NFL career? What do you look back at some of the highlights? That game at Philadelphia, that weird one where we were there for like 16 days in a row because of the weather.
Yeah.
Playing with Brett Favre, maybe one. What are a couple of things, if you had to write your NFL history, what are a couple of great experiences you've had?
Yeah, I had great experience. You know, Brett Favre, like you said, one of them, you know, one of the all-time great players who ever played this game, future Hall of Famer. So it was great just to get a chance to be around him that year. You know, also Donovan McNabb, who is also another great player, you know. Had a lot of success in his career. You know, he was a great veteran to be around. I had the games I did get in. You know, I had a couple highlights, but you know, anything to help the team and to help us pursue our goals is Super Bowl.
Wouldn't you like to have one more play back in the Detroit game?
Yeah, the last play, man.
That would have been epic, man.
Yeah, wish I could. That one play, I wish I could take back.
So we mentioned Brett Favre. He's retired. I don't know what he's doing in retirement. But what are you going to do, do you think, when you're done playing? You going to have a second career? Do you have any post-career aspirations?
Yeah, you know, I like dealing with kids. You know, I love watching kids, love watching them grow. So I think either getting into coaching or, you know, just running football camps year-round or, you know, any things dealing with kids, you know, I love kids.
All right, let's get fans to know your personality just a little bit here. A couple quickies to close. Joe Webb is the guest. The last song or artist that you downloaded onto your iPod.
Last song or artist. A lot of people don't know people I
That's
listen
right.
to down south. I would say last song. A Lil Boosie, Lil Webby.
Okay.
I like those guys. I can relate to them. Kanye West, Jay-Z.
My wife's a big country fan. Do you have any country songs on your
iPhone
that you will admit to?
No country song, but I know.
Zero?
I know about Johnny Cash.
Okay.
Johnny Cash. Cause a guy on one of my high school, one of my college buddies, he was a quarterback. That's when the year I was playing receiver.
Okay.
He played guitar. He talked me all about Johnny Cash and things like that. So,
Last movie that you went and saw?
I'm not sure it was a while back. See, I'm a big Netflix fan. So
Oh, you got Netflix.
Yeah, I pop in Netflix and, you know, pick whatever movie I want to see.
Okay.
That way you can sit at home and relax. And, you know, you in the movies, you got people talking and cell phones ringing.
Next time he comes in, you're going to have a Netflix jacket. I think you just got an endorsement, man.
I like Netflix.
All right. The last time you cried.
Happy cry or sad cry?
You can say when JoJo was born if you want.
I didn't cry. I was more shocked than crying. That's an experience that, hey.
Yeah.
But I would say last time I cried, I would say last time emotional was my last game at UAB.
Really?
You know, coming out that field and you're in the locker room, you seeing all your buddies that you grew up, you came up with from freshman year all the way up, and you're like, now what's next?
You know?
So I'd say that was that time I was emotional.
Yeah, Wobcast goes up on iTunes, and you have a Twitter account, and we're going to have it up on Vikings.com.
All right.
You're going to tweet that it's up. So tell fans what your Twitter handle is so they can follow you. We'll get you maybe a few more followers.
My tweet is JoeWebb_14.
All right, Vikings fans, there you go. You can follow Joe Webb on Twitter. Joe, thanks for joining us, man.
All right, thanks.
All right. One more thing before we go. Let's take a look at the NFL calendar. The Combine is coming up. Obviously, a lot of free agent and draft talk there. But one more thing to keep your eye on. We have now entered from February 20th to March 5th the period for NFL teams to place franchise tags on players scheduled to become free agents. So what that basically means is all your free agent wish lists that you've compiled with wide receivers and cornerbacks and offensive linemen and linebackers, get ready to scratch some names off of those lists, because when a team places the franchise tag on one of their free agents, that means no other team can touch them. Think about guys like DeSean Jackson in Philadelphia, Brandon Carr or Dwayne Bowe in Kansas City, Stevie Johnson, wide receiver in Buffalo, Cortland Finnegan, a cornerback in Tennessee. Those are all guys who could be franchised by their teams. That means the Vikings, if they were interested, won't be able to touch them. I don't expect the Vikings will franchise tag any of their players. Remember last year they put the tag on Chad Greenway to restrict him from leaving, ultimately ended up locking him to a long-term deal. I don't think the Vikings will do that, and that's good news, because restricting one of your players from leaving by using the franchise tag on him is not a very economical way to keep the player. You'd rather lock him up to a long-term deal. Don't expect the Vikings to use the tag, and that's a good thing. It'll free up some cap space. Speaking of freeing up some cap space, a lot of people asking, emailing, wondering what the Vikings cap space situation is going to be. I don't really know the number, what it's going to be right now, and what it is right now is going to be far different than what it ends up being once free agency begins on March 13th. Keep in mind, the Vikings extended the contracts of Adrian Peterson and Chad Greenway before last season. Great news, because although Adrian and Chad got a lot of money, it's spread out over a long-term contract, which makes their cap number smaller in each year. So they get a lot of money, but each year their cap number is smaller than it would have been. Great news for the Vikings as they try and free up some cap space. A couple other mechanisms you can use, teams can use to free up some cap space, is to restructure contracts. The Pittsburgh Steelers have done that with some of their veteran defenders, Lawrence Timmons and Lamar Woodley. You just bring them into the negotiating room, you redo their deals, push some money back into future years, free up some cap space. The Vikings could do that with some of their veteran players. Also, you might see some veterans who have been staples on this team for a few years. Maybe they aren't brought back, and we don't want to speculate on who some of those guys are until we get to that point, but that's another way to create cap space, and it's a hard business. It's some of the decisions that the Vikings will have to make are going to be hard ones, but that's what Rick Spielman and Leslie Frazier are charged to do as they try and improve this Vikings roster coming off a 3-13 season, looking to make a big improvement in 2012. Free agency is one spot to do that. That is it for us today. I'm Mike Wobshaw. Thanks again for listening. We'll leave you with a cut off a Superheroes Invasion album called Spider-Man. Take it away.
Spider-Man, Spider-Man, does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size, catches thieves just like flies. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man. Is he strong? Listen, bud. He's got radioactive blood. Can he swing from a thread? Take a look overhead. Hey there goes the Spider-Man. To him, life is a great big bang. Wherever there's a hang, you'll find the Spider-Man.